Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, lawyers for Ken Ofori-Atta dare special prosecutor to place their client on a wanted list as threatened, as they inform the OSP Ken Ofori-Atta cannot be present for the scheduled physical interrogation.
How can you be a U-turn and decide that you're going to declare him a wanted person or put him on the red alert? You should go ahead and do that. And when he does that, we also know what to do. We cross that bridge. I don't understand what the indecency is all about.
Well, we have details. As they say, Ken Ofori-Atta can only avail himself for a virtual interview.
The Electronic Transactions Act, which was passed, clearly makes room for a video recorded interview. Ken has, through us, confirmed to the OSP that he is prepared to avail himself that video recorded interview.
Also this afternoon, embattled NPP Ashanti regional chairman withdraws case in court, seeking a variation of his bail conditions as his lawyers make final attempts to secure his release from Iyoko custody. We have details plus the fresh revelation that more state institutions are building their own cases against the NPP's Ashanti regional chairman. And also coming up, President Mahama outlines measures to regulate mining machinery imports, as he says his administration is working to implement a no permit, no excavator policy in a renewed fight against illegal mining.
We will track excavators, as the minister said, in order to know whether they are being used for illegal mining or not.
Also coming up, a misguided quest to make children socially acceptable.
I've had mothers who've had concerns about the color of or the complexion of their newborn babies. Others want some designer babies and therefore want to do anything to get a baby to get fairer.
The findings in a joint investigation by Joy News and Nigeria Health Watch, which has uncovered a shocking trend where some parents are bleaching their newborn babies and toddlers using banned skin lightening creams and even household bleach like Pyrazine. We have the full story behind this dangerous obsession. Also coming up in sports.
Nations FC Chairman Dr. Kwame Che expresses regret over involvement in Ghana football as hooliganism takes center stage again.
Plus, motorists are upbeat about further reduction in fuel prices across the country, as Joy News checks reveal that cost of petrol is dropping at the pumps in line with projections.
When it comes to a single digit, you know, we don't use fuel to do farming anyway. But when the price of fuel goes down, the transportation costs will come down.
And these and more with me, Mamie Sinyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Stay for details. Now this afternoon, do your worst, the dare of lawyers for Ken Ofori-Atta to Special Prosecutor Kessie Ejiagbeng over the failure of the former finance minister to turn himself in for questioning. The OSP has scheduled to interrogate Mr. Ofori-Atta today over his role in 5 corruption and corruption-related cases after the former finance minister failed to show on 2 previous occasions over medical concerns. Mr. Ofori-Atta is currently in the United States. Member of the the Ken Ofori-Atta legal team, Frank Davis, says they've written to the OSP and made it clear that the former finance minister is not well and cannot honor the in-person invitation.
We have established from day one that Ken Ofori-Atta is attending to his medical challenges in the United States. We made that clear already from the warehouse.
So he's currently in Ghana or out of the country?
He's not in Ghana. He's outside of the jurisdiction. And this is known to the OSP.
As we have understood, there was a prior agreement that Mr. Ofori-Atta would attend to the special prosecutor's office by today. This plan has changed. What happened?
There were a series of engagements between us and the OSP's office. And we came to the same conclusion that Kenny will make himself physically available and present to attend onto the ASP for a scheduled interview to elicit or solicit a caution statement from him in view of the charges that the OSP claims to have preferred against. Nonetheless, the medical conditions have changed.
Well, Mr. Frank Davis says Ken Ofori-Atta will only be available for a virtual interview.
The Electronic Transaction Act, which was passed, clearly leaves room for a video recorded interview. And in this age of technology, Ken has confirmed to the OSP that he prepared to avail himself that video recorded interview is permissible under law. So if he cannot come to the guy and he made himself available to a VR, I don't see what the problem is.
Mr. Frank Davis, I want some quick clarification here. Has the OSP formally acknowledged your medical reports and your request for virtual interrogation or postponement? And is Mr. Ofori-Atta going to do that today?
The letter has been transmitted to the office of the OSP.
Well, the special prosecutor said if Ken Ofori-Atta does not appear before him today, not only will he be declared a wanted man, he'll be placed on Interpol's red notice and also extradited to Ghana. But the lawyers for Ken Ofori-Atta are not taking kindly to this threat.
We are dealing with somebody's medical challenge. He doesn't deserve it. If I tell you that I'll come and see you tomorrow and just on the brink of tonight, I suffer a casualty, would you see me tomorrow? I mean, why should it be so difficult for people to understand that the person involved has a health challenge? This was known long before these charges were prepared against him. Who didn't know that Ken was not well? So if his medical circumstances have changed, he should disregard that and come to Ghana because of what. Why should people be suggesting that Ken is running away?
Now, the OSP gives us the indication that if Ken doesn't appear today, he'll be put back on the list. And this case is also in court. How do you think today's issues are going to affect whatever is going to happen on the 18th of June in court?
But being a lawyer and with the change which has been brought to his attention and also brought to the attention of him, and he himself has put it out there that the matter has been adjourned to the 18th of June for a reason. How can he do a U-turn and decide that he's going to declare him a wanted person or put him on the red alert? You should go ahead and do that.
Frank Davis is a member of Ken Ofori-Atta's legal team, speaking earlier on the Super Morning Show. Well, joining me in studio is Joy News editor Elton Brobe with the latest on this unfolding saga. Elton, first, what are your sources telling you about what the OSP is likely to do on the matter?
Well, what we've picked is that Mr. Kise Jabin, who is a special prosecutor, will hold a news conference at 5 p.m. today. Mm. It's unclear what he may do, but what we are picking is that the news conference may announce Mr. Ofori-Atta as a wanted one again.
Well, we also understand there have been certain efforts to get the OSP to back down on this probe. What are you learning?
In fact, from sources close to the presidency, it indicates that Mr. Ofori-Atta has, on two different occasions, sought the guidance of certain individuals, including a former president in the sub-region, mm-hmm. to intervene on his behalf. Mm. And this former president in the sub-region spoke to President Mahama 2 months ago,
right,
to intervene. Now, it's unclear what kind of intervention went when mm-hmm. to get the OSP to drop the charges outright or to relax the rules to allow him come mm-hmm. or, you know, avail himself through electronic means so that his side of the story can be taken. what we are picking as President Mahama told this former president in the sub-region,
mm-hmm.
that this is a matter before an independent body.
Mm.
And for that matter, he cannot interfere,
mm.
but told them that he will see to what he can do.
Right.
So that is the information that we have. Mm-hmm. But at 5 p.m. today, we are told that Mr. Kisejia will hold a news conference to announce the next line of action as far as the OSP and Kwenu Ferata are concerned.
Well, before you go, Elton, has the OSP updated his wanted list?
On the website of the OSP right now are four individuals declared wanted. None is Mr. Kenneth Oriata. The list include Derek Asumenim, Anthony Jesse, Sadi Al-Hassan, and Francis Asari. After 5 p.m. today, this list may change.
Right. Thank you very much, Elton Broby. Well, we'll keep an eye on that press conference. Well, let's go on the phone lines now and speak to private legal practitioner Martin Pibu for some analysis on this. Mr. Pibu, we are grateful for your time on the Midday News. Well, the lawyers for former Finance Minister Kenneth Oriata say he'll only be available for virtual interrogation. Does the law make room for that?
Oh, a straight answer would be yes, but subject to a number of conditions.
Right.
Key among that. So I'm talking about the Mutual Legal Assistance Act.
Mm-hmm.
So all over the world, countries have made provisions for mutual legal assistance, and people have signed up. Ghana has signed up one.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that then Ghana has to apply, that the OSU will go to the Attorney General, for the Attorney General to apply to the U.S. authorities.
Right.
Just as if the U.S. authorities need to interview an accused person in Ghana, they will go through the necessary channels and the person will be interviewed in Ghana. That's Section 42 of the Mutual Legal Assistance Act, 2010. Yes, so legally, yes, it can be done. It's just that it's the procedure that has to be gone through.
Mm.
It's not a one-day affair. It's just like the way extradition is done. You have to take this there, take this, and take that to satisfy the foreign authority.
Well, there's not been any charges formally, you know, filed against the former finance minister, Kenneth Oriata. Does the OSP necessarily have to do that, you know, for Kenneth Oriata to answer questions?
Yes, absolutely. So the OSP has made it clear that it needs him to inform him about some charges, right? That he must answer. Uh-huh. So the way our criminal justice system works is that you have to inform the accused that I'm investigating a case of this, and then ask the accused to voluntarily write anything he knows about it. We call it caution statement. So it's voluntary. If the accused doesn't want to write, he can take a pen and just write, no comment. Okay, and that's sufficient. That's what they mean by you can keep quiet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Then after that, so once the OSP is sure of the evidence it has, OSP will go to the next step and say, well, you say no comment. We have a lot of evidence against you. So we are charging you for X, Y, Z offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say anything? Of course, there are some procedural things to be written on the paper, but that's not necessary for now. So bottom line, then the accused once again can write there, no comment. Then the next thing is to present the case to court.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that's how come Oforiata is needed in Ghana. OSU also has powers under the act to ask him to provide some documents. That is what the lawyers sought to provide to the OSU, and OSU rejected at a point in time.
Right.
Yeah, so they necessarily need him here, but not physically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that once we have the Mutual Legal Assistance Act, the thing is that if Ghana, if the U.S., and I believe they should, the U.S. are also, they have such an agreement with us. We have to apply to them.
Right. We're grateful for your time, private legal practitioner Martin Pibu. Still on legal issues, embattled MPP's Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Entry Bosiako, also known as Chairman Wuntumi, has withdrawn a case he had filed at the High Court seeking a variation of the bail conditions imposed by the Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO. The bail conditions of 50 million cedis and two sureties to be justified has been described by the opposition NPP as unreasonable. unreasonable and punitive. Chairman Wontumi has been in Yoko custody since last week Tuesday over allegations of fraud, money laundering and causing financial loss to the state, as well as a separate probe linked to international organized crime. But the case filed to review the bail conditions was blamed by some of his lawyers for his continuous detention. That application has been abandoned. Now, member of our legal affairs desk, Kweku Asante, joins me in studio with more on this. Kweku, what were the release sought by the application and why has it been withdrawn?
So on Friday, Gary Nimakon purported to act in on Chairman Wontumi's behalf at the High Court. He said that counsel for and behalf of the applicant herein will move this honorable court on an application praying for an order of court reviewing the bail conditions imposed by Yoko on the applicant under investigation upon grounds contained in the accompanying affidavit. This was filed on Friday and it was expected to be heard tomorrow, Tuesday, the 3rd.
Right.
However, one of the lawyers also acting for Mr. Wontumi, in the person of the former MP for Asante Achim North, actually did say that the bail condition had been met, but because of this suit, Yoko wanted to hold him until this matter has been determined, and so the expectation was that it would be withdrawn. True to that, this morning, very early in the morning, Gary Nimakon, who filed this action, has also filed another process at the High Court to discontinue this. And the notice of discontinuance has been filed. No reason is given, but we understand it's because the lawyers feel like they've made enough progress with Yoko to secure his bail without going to the High Court.
Well, what are we learning?
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
On Chairman Wontumi, what's the latest? Has he been released?
We understand the lawyers are still in the process of trying to finalize the verification of the documents presented by the sureties. And then as soon as Yoko is able to verify those documentations, they may or they can actually release Chairman Wontumi on bail.
Thank you so much, Kweku Asante. But even as these last-ditch attempts are made to release him, it has emerged that there will be more trouble for the embattled NPP Ashanti Regional Chairman as the Financial Intelligence Center begin to build its own case against Chairman Wontumi. Listen to Majority Chief Whip Roxanne Nelson the Femapo make the revelation on his file.
The Kunta mining and its controlling mines ought to be prosecuted. So Wontumi's arrest has been long in coming. Now, what has been thrown into the mix is the fact that he appears to have engaged in multiple offenses. So apart from the issue of illegal mining, he's also been accused of having been engaged in some money laundering. I'm even informed that the FIC is also preparing its own docket.
Financial Intelligence Center.
Well, moving on, President John Mahama says his administration is working to change the licensing regime to ensure that a permit is required before any excavator is imported into the country. Speaking at the Mining in Motion conference, he listed a wide range of measures his administration has taken to address the illegal mining menace. He stated that Ghana has more excavators than any other African country and explained that the proposed changes are aimed at sanitizing the mining sector and ensuring that Ghana's environment is protected.
We will track excavators, as the minister said, in order to know whether they are being used for illegal mining or not. And we intend to change the permitting regime. Ghana has more excavators in this country than in the whole of Africa. We're going to change the permitting regime. You'll not be allowed to import an excavator or put it on a ship unless you get a permit before you can
Well, let me take you back to Yoko headquarters, where my colleague Michael Ashale is standing by with the latest on Chairman Wontumi. Michael, has he been released?
Wait, people can hear you. We are currently in front of the Yoko headquarters, where we expect Chairman Wood to be. In a few moments, you walk out, not as a freeman inside, but we're possibly seeing the light of day for the very first time. It's simply asking what you can hear right now in the background. LGBT members from the Ashanti region who have been missing from the action since last week. Today, they have come for their chairman, and that is the only thing they are here to do. They have to get him and take him home today. Can you speak to the organizer for the region, Professor Domaso? Professor Domaso,
Well, that is my colleague Michael Ashali at the Yoko headquarters bringing us the very latest there, even though we know that Chairman Wuntumi is still in custody. We'll bring you the very latest as and when we have more. Now, still on illegal mining, the Asante Hinio 2432 II also added his voice to the growing concerns over illegal mining in Ghana. At the conference, he warned that Galamsey cannot be allowed to continue unchecked. He attributed the persistence of the menace to what he described as a cocktail of regulatory failures, political miscalculations, and corruption.
The impact of illicit mining on the environment in Ghana is therefore perfectly understandable and very much welcome. The pollution of our water bodies, the destruction of our forest space, and the degradation of our virgin lands cannot be allowed to continue unchecked. So, they exasperate the destruction of our environment and multiply our vulnerability to the effects of climate change. So, it cannot be denied that a cocktail of regulatory failures, political miscalculations, and corruption have combined to make the task of curbing the menace more challenging.
Now, a joint investigation by Joy News and Nigeria Health Watch have uncovered how some parents are bleaching their newly born babies and children as young as three with toxic skin lightening creams. In 2018, the Food and Drugs Authority raised a public alert over the use of cosmetic pills by some pregnant women to bleach the fetus in their womb. Kwetenati has been investigating this worrying trend and reports that some parents are using high-risk disinfectants such as hypochlorite bleach, popularly known as parasol, to tone the skin of children in the desire to make their skin tone lighter. Skin bleaching among children, a disturbing trend festering in Ghana.
Upo mwa, like, kala ni efe. Omu ya tuntumisa, enyemife.
A fashion craze now forced on newly born babies and children as young as 3 years.
I've had mothers who've had concerns about the color of or the complexion of their newborn babies. And some think there will be suspicion of infidelity. Others want some designer babies that have a particular color and therefore want to do anything to get a baby to get fairer.
Burnt skin lightening creams containing toxic ingredients are being applied to torn children's skin and make them socially acceptable.
When they are like 3 years, 4 years growing, that's when the parents, those who don't have knowledge about, that's where they start bleaching them.
Bleached babies, the cost of beauty airs tonight at 8:30 p.m. on the Joy News channel. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break at 10. And with sports and also motorists upbeat about further reduction in fuel prices across the country as Joy News checks reveal that cost of petrol is dropping at the pumps in line with projections.
Fuel is, we don't use fuel to do farming anyway. But when the price of fuel goes down...
For the Midday News, we have sports.
Yes, Mamiesi. So the bankroller of Nations FC, Dr. Kwame Che, has expressed deep regret over his involvement in Ghana football following violent incidents during the game against Basake Holy Stars. Dr. Che was allegedly assaulted along with club president Mr. Divine Buedu as tensions flared and the match was eventually abandoned.
Not happy with what's happened. I have followed football for long, but yesterday's incident was not good. To win the league at the cost of losing lives, then I prefer to lose it.
That's the Nations FC chairman, Dr. Kwame Che.
Thank you very much. Now, the nationwide strike by nurses has officially begun with mixed scenes across the country. While some members of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association have donned red bands, others are yet to fully comply, creating an uneven rollout of the industrial action in public health facilities. Let's go on the phone lines now and speak to the PRO of the Health Ministry, Tony Goodman, joining us on the phone lines. We're grateful for your time, Tony. What is the ministry doing to avert the final stage of the strike's rollout, which is a total withdrawal of services?
Thank you. Good afternoon to our listeners. What we have done is to direct our various managers of the facilities to take some precautionary measures to save lives of our people. We've also asked ambulance service to be on standby for any eventuality. We are directing that the Ghana Police Service and National Security should provide security to those who are ready to work. As you may be aware, the six groups or the six nursing groups we have will have only one embarking on this industrial action. The other ones are ready to provide services for our people. I will want the police service to provide them with the needed protection so that they can continue to do their work.
Right. We're grateful for your time. Tony Goodman, who is spokesperson for the Health Ministry. Well, motorists across the country are expressing optimism about further reductions in fuel prices as joint news checks reveal a downward trend at the pumps. Blessed Soga has been interacting with some motorists.
Fuel prices across the country are beginning to take a nosedive as predicted by experts a couple of days ago. According to the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, the drop in the fuel prices can be largely attributed to the cedi's stability against the United States dollar. Is the reason for which many fuel stations, including where we are now in the heart of Accra, are beginning to witness a drop in their prices. We've been speaking to some motorists to take their thoughts on how they feel about this reduction and what more they expect from government in terms of policies targeted at fuel prices.
It's coming down. I think last 2 weeks it went down, and this morning when I woke up I saw a new prices on the dashboard.
Well, it's a good time now to know what's happening in the